Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Fairfield resident Matt Stutzman, a.k.a. the Armless Archer, who is a Paralympic silver medalist for archery and just made it on the U.S. Senior Compound Men's Archery Team, making him one of the 8 best male archers in the U.S.
I saw on your Facebook page that you made the senior compound, the U.S. archery team. Now, for those who might not be so familiar with all the, you know, layman speak of archery, what exactly does that mean for you?
Basically, senior compound is age group from like 18, anybody who's 18 to, I think it's like 50. If you live in the U.S. and you are an archer and you're trying to compete and make the U.S. team, there's only 8 people in the entire United States that will be able to make that team between the ages of 18 and 50. And so I have made that team, which is pretty awesome. That means I'm in the top 8 of the best archers in the whole United States.
And I guess kind of speaking further of how it feels to make it to that team.
It's kind of still like a pinch me moment. I know it's something that I've been working for. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And I had a really good year this year for points. I've always been the guy who wanted to be known as one of the best archers in the world, and I feel like this is just a stepping stone in the right direction to get me to that next level. Like I said, it's kind of surreal still.
Did you face any sort of adversity trying to get on this men's team?
I had to take my name off of the para U.S. team to make the able-bodied team. You can't do both right now, according to the USA Archery rules, and so that was definitely some adversity for me as far as the unknown, because for the last 5-6 years, I've been on Team USA representing America through the para division. And so I had basically had to start from scratch this year at the very bottom of the totem pole. And so obviously there was nervousness, you know, just for sponsor's sake and things like that, you know, because they're used to having me on the team. And not going to lie, it was a little scary, because if you don't make the team, well, then that's not good. So I'm happy that I was able to focus and be able to make the team.
And when you first started doing archery, could you imagine being at this point, you know, and having this career of it? Did you imagine that this is where you would end up being?
No. In fact, in 2009, when I first started archery, I basically got a bow to put food on the table. You know, and that was my whole plan of even shooting archery, just help trying to provide for my family. And little did I know that, you know, it was going to lead me on this path of where I am now. I remember, though, something that kind of catapulted me in this decision is shortly after getting a bow, a sponsor reached out to me about sponsorship, and I had a buddy tell me that the reason why they sponsor you is because you have no arms and you draw attention to their product, and it's not because you're good. That was the day I decided, January 12, 2010, that was the day I decided that I wanted to be known as the best archer in the world. First of all, followed by the way, did you know he does it with no arms? And so that's kind of when I had the vision of kind of where I'm, I guess, at today.
What is next for you as far as competitions go?
The next big one is February 9th, that weekend there. It's called the Vegas Shoot. It's actually a tournament that I've been wanting to win ever since I started. It's the Super Bowl of all tournaments because it's the biggest payday. If you win, you get $100,000. And so twice now, over the last 4 or 5 years, twice now I've come within 1 point of getting it.
Wow.
So I'm hoping this is the year. We'll see. But that's what I'm focusing all my energy on right now and attention and just trying to make sure I'm prepared for that.
Are you also trying to get on the U.S. World Cup team?
Yes, that's the next summer. I don't have the packet because I made the team now. I don't have the packet. I'm not sending that out until like December sometime about what my obligations will be or what tournaments I'm going to be attending for the World Cup stuff. So I don't know that as of right now. But it is my goal to next year move from my position at where I'm at now up into the top 3, because if I'm in the top 3, then I'm a guaranteed a spot to the Able Body World Cup. That's what I want. I feel like that will set me up so I'll be able to be my best when it comes to Tokyo 2020.
If you are now looking to perform on the Able Body team for the next Summer Olympics?
Right now the rules are different. at the Olympics, I won't be able to represent Team USA able-bodied as of right now, only on the World Cup side of things. But we're hoping that, you know, within the next 8 years, that stuff will get changed. And then that will, you know, hopefully I'm not past my prime by then.
Gotcha.
And maybe that will allow me to, or even for future people coming up with disabilities, be able to get in and compete.
With your being on the men's able-bodied national archery team, does that affect your eligibility to compete at the Paralympics?
So that will not mess with that at all. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to do that, because I felt like, you know, in order to be the best, you have to compete with the best all the time. And being on the World Cup teams, I feel like will set me up so I have my best shot at winning a gold at the Paralympics.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Matt Stutzman, a.k.a. The Armless Archer. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.